the whole Awakening series in Heaven and Hell, for those who are awakening from death, deals with having to be stripped back. And essentially, what's stripped back is our projection of moral and civil good as the real picture of what we are. And that does us harm. So it has to be stripped back so that we see things in clear light, and then we can be rebuilt. So that process is what happens here. A lot of what's stated in the heavenly doctrines is just how it is. It's not trying to condemn anybody. It's offering what's needed in order for us to reflect so that we can be saved, so we can be delivered from our propensity to live in a illusory or a false self-image. And the reason that that has to be broken down is because it just does us harm. You know, it keeps us away from the what is real. But our investment in it is just so full on that it's painful. It's a painful process. But mercifully, it's generally done in an incremental way. And so we come into a self-realization. And that realization is always, as it is stated here time and time again, you know, you're only led into those truths that you can be held into the end of life. So it has to be done very gently for the most part, but there are those tipping points where you're in crisis. But you've been given what's needed to pass through it. So you're just not allowed into things and into processes that are going to be too much for you.